The Immigrant Determined to Work by Natasha Welch. Many immigrants come to the United States, each hoping to become a success. Many come with the intention of finding employment and living a rich life. They don't want to depend on the American government for help with shelter or food expenses. My family is a good example of this type of immigrant family. My father came to the United States from Guyana with the intention of working hard to take care of his family and to achieve his personal goals, one of which was living a wealthy life. This all changed, however, when my father was laid off from his job. He had been employed at a public hospital in Queens. I could see disappointment on his face. He appeared disturbed. He did not want to see his family go hungry, and he seemed to be wondering what would happen to us. At the same time, he was afraid of going to the unemployment office. He was ashamed and embarrassed to think that his friends and relatives might see him there. My father had always been known to be well off, and had saved a little bit of money when he was working. His savings, however, weren't enough to maintain us for a long period of time. As his savings began to decrease, he began job hunting everywhere, trying to avoid welfare and shame. He even borrowed from friends, promising to pay the person back when he got a job. As an immigrant, my father was determined to work again, which he did. He was lucky that he finally found a job at a bank. With the support of other proud and hard-working immigrants, we and our values survived.